Thank you. I'm happy to see everybody else too, but especially Shofan. So let me get this going. All right, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad, right? As we were saying last night. Okay. So let me pray for us. Father, we pray that you would open up our hearts. And we pray, God, that what we'd hear would be your story, not my story. What we would hear would be a love that has come down from heaven. We pray, God, that you would give us great joy in your gospel today. It's in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so I'm an Aggie. How many Aggies in here?
Oh, what's come on, Aggie?
Okay, there we go. Aggie. So I'm class of 2000. So, yeah.
我是2000年毕业的.
So I'm, yeah, kind of old, huh?
有点老.
But A&M was a very special part of my life, a very special part of my walk. I actually came here thinking I was a Christian.
Oh, A&M是一个非常 有意思的一个历程，然后我来到这边的时候就是一个基督徒.
I grew up in a Christian home.
我在一个基督徒的家庭里面长大.
But when I got here, I found out I didn't really make God the center of my life.
但我到来这边的时候，并没有把神当成我生活的中心.
And I remember one night in my room.
我记得有一个晚上在我的房间里面.
I felt a voice touching my heart.
我听到了那个声音，在我心里面的声音。
And God said, "You say you follow me. Will you really follow me?"
你说你会跟随我，但是你真正的跟随我了吗？
I was afraid. I was like, "This is strange."
我是非常的害怕。我说这是非常奇怪的。
But pretty soon, God gave me many opportunities to start to follow Him.
很快主就给了我非常多的选择，让我去跟随他。
So one of them was we had a Bible study in the MSC. Do you see the MSC doors?
有一个是就是我们的圣经学习，其实就是在Texas A&M的 MSC.
And after the Bible study, one of the guys said, "I think every college student should go overseas on a mission trip."
其中有一个学生就跟我们说，我觉得所有的学生都应该去外面，去国外去学习。
And I was kind of mad. I said, "I don't need to go on a mission trip."
我就有点生气，我说我不想去外面去传教。
I want to stay here. I like Texas.
我想待在这边，我喜欢德州。
But pretty quickly, God started to touch my heart.
但很快，主就达到了我的心里面。
And my response was, "God, you've got the wrong number."
我的响应就是，哦，主啊，你打了一个错误的号码。
This is, you're not talking to me.
你没有跟我说。
Maybe you're talking to somebody else. Maybe Shofan.
也许你跟别人在说，比如说像我。 Sorry.
But pretty quickly, I realized God wanted me to go overseas.
但很快我就意识到主就想让我去海外。
And I went to China.
然后我去了中国。
And I absolutely loved it.
我绝对的喜欢它。
I love Chinese people.
我喜欢中国人。
I love Chinese food.
我喜欢中国的食物。
And I love sharing the gospel in China.
我特别喜欢, 中国的福音。
And then I came back.
然后我回来的时候,
and I wasted my major.
哦,我就, 浪费了我的那个, 学业。
So yeah, I was my major was microbiology, never used it.
我的, 我的主修是, 微生物学,
so my parents are very disappointed.
我的父母就非常的失望。
But you know, so we lived overseas for 20 something years. 16 years in China, 6 years in Cambodia.
我们在海外生活了20多年，16年在中国，6年在柬埔寨。
Good. So we're happy to be back, but it's strange to come back to America.
我们非常高兴回来，但是回来就是回美国很奇怪。
So we feel most comfortable with you guys. So don't leave.
所以我就特别的舒服，跟你们处在一起就非常的舒服，就别离开啊。
I have my three boys with me today.
我有三个小孩跟我们在一块。
Reister, Peyton, and Mason.
Rice the Taker Mason.
Yes, good, very good. So, and the Jianxia Yinhang, right? China Construction Bank, right?
Oh, 建设银行, okay. 中国的建设银行.
So today, we're going to talk about God's absolute control and unconditional love.
今天我们就要讲我们主的绝对的控制以及绝对的爱.
It comes from Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20.
就从路加福音的第二章第四节到第十四节?
一到二十节。
Oh,
okay.
No, but
as we think about Christmas, culturally, Christmas and Chinese New Year are kind of similar.
当我们想到圣诞的时候，就跟国内的新年是非常一样的.
Right, we go home.
所以我们就回家.
We eat a lot. Maybe we get fat.
我们吃很多，所以我们就长胖了.
And it's very happy time.
是一个非常快乐的时间.
But sometimes it can be tough.
但有时候也会非常艰难.
Everybody asks, how's your work?
每个人都会问你的工作怎么样啊?
And we all lie.
我们都
very good.
所以我们都会非常的撒谎，就说哦，所有事情都非常好.
Many people ask, do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend?
好多人就会问你没有男朋友女朋友啊?
Oh, and it gets very hot, very nervous, right?
那时候就会觉得全身就很热，就 非常的紧张.
And for the people newly married, what do the parents say?
他们要决定有些要结婚的人，他们的父母会说，
Do you have a baby?
你是不是有一个小孩啊？
Right? So sometimes we go home and it's fun, exciting, but there's some pressure too, right?
我们回家的时候，有时候就会觉得非常的高兴，但有时候也非常的有压力。
Especially when life is not turning out how we expected.
特别是当生活并没有像我们想象的那样进行的时候。
Sometimes we go home and think, you know, I'm a mess, and no one sees me.
有时候我们回家的时候就说，哦，我们就是一个垃圾，但没有人看到我们。
And we come back and we think, you know, everything slows down, and we start to think, and we think, you know, things aren't very good.
当所有事情都停下慢下来的时候，我们就会在想，哦，这所有的不是所有的事情都进行得非常好。
And we sometimes go home and we're sad.
有时候我们回家的时候就会觉得非常的伤感。
But the Christmas story is very different than these things.
但是圣诞的故事是一个非常不同的。
So from last night at the party, I know many of you already know many things about the Christmas story.
从昨天晚上的那个晚会，我就知道好多人都已经买了好多圣诞的礼物了。
So at the time when Jesus was born, Octavian was the ruler of Rome.
在耶稣基督诞生的时候，就是在奥奥泰维是那个的地方。
He was Julius Caesar's adopted son.
他是尤利乌斯凯撒的养子。
He was very powerful.
他是非常的有能量。
He had built up Rome from a city of clay to a city of marble.
他把一个城市从
He had established fire departments and police departments.
建立了邮政系统还有警察的系统.
He had even had a big group of bodyguards that had started, like, initiated to help protect him.
他甚至有一个非常庞大的一个卫队的系统，用来保护他.
But this was expensive.
但这是非常昂贵的.
So he wanted to do a 人口调查. Like
registration
of all the people, right? So he had everybody go back to their hometown.
所以他进行了一个人口调查，就所有人都回到他们的故乡.
So this included Mary and Joseph.
包括了玛丽跟耶瑟夫.
Mary was a pregnant teenage bride.
玛丽是一个怀孕的少女.
Joseph was a village carpenter.
但是耶瑟夫是一个农村的一个木匠.
So for them to take off work and go home was very difficult.
让他们离开他们的工作去回家是一个非常困难的事情.
It looked like Octavian, the Caesar, was in absolute control.
看起来就是渥太维，特别是凯撒是有绝对的控制权.
He spoke, people moved.
他一下令的时候，所有的人都得离开.
So Mary and Joseph took the road home from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
所以，耶稣夫跟玛丽就回家了，从 伯利恒到sorry, 从渥太维到伯利恒。
Oh, sorry, these words are hard, right? Good. So, how far is that? Who knows?
有多远？大伙知道吗？
Yeah, about 80 or 90 miles.
这大概是在八十英里。
Okay, who's been on a road trip?
谁在？
Oh, everybody's been on a road trip, right? 80 or 90 miles. What about walking?
你们知道八十 miles 是要走多久吗？
You said maybe it took about a week.
大概需要一个星期。
So that's a long time.
是非常长的时间。
Especially with a pregnant wife. Who's walked around with a pregnant wife before?
特别是跟着那些特别是有一个怀孕的妇女，你有说到人是跟一块怀孕的妇女一块走的。
Okay, they're not very fast.
他们不是非常快。
So this was a very difficult journey. She probably had to go to the bathroom at least 1 million times.
这不是一个非常简单的一个旅程，她说不定是要去厕所去好多好多次。
So she's like, Joseph, you know, hold up the blanket while I go to the bathroom.
所以她会说，约瑟夫，你帮我抱一下毯子，拿着毯子，我要去一下卫生间。
So it took a lot of patience and a lot of time.
所以她需要非常的耐心，非常的多的时间。
It seemed that Caesar was in control.
看起来就像凯撒是在控制着所有事情。
I would have been tempted to be angry and complain.
我会觉得非常的非常的生气或者是抱怨。
Because guys like to do their road trips as fast as possible.
因为所有的人都希望他们的旅程非常的快越快越好。
And we like to be in control.
我们希望能够控制。
So they had to make this long trip.
所以我们能够完成这个旅程。
Then, after the long trip, if you've been on a long trip, after you go back, let's say you go back to China, what do you want to do when you arrive?
如果你有个非常长的旅程，比如说你要回中国，你
sleep? Yeah, rest? Where do you want to sleep?
你要睡觉，你要休息。你要在哪睡觉呢？
In a bed? You're tired of the airplane? Or tired of the bus?I took a bus one time for 45 hours.
有可能你会非常讨厌的那种公交车。我坐过一个公交车，有了45个小时。
Yeah, I didn't want to be on the bus anymore.
我再也不想在公交车上了。
So when you arrive, you think of something that's comfortable, right? Sometimes I like, if we go to the hotel that has the omelet where they make the breakfast.
当你到达的时候，你会觉得非常舒服，特别是像一些旅馆里面，它有做那种早餐的。
煎蛋 ，Okay, let's go. Yeah. So like, yeah, and you get there, and you just really want to have something comfortable, and you want to rest.
当你到达那边的时候，你就非常需要想一些有一些非常舒服的东西，你需要非常好的休息。
So when Joseph and Mary when they arrived, what did they find?
但是约瑟夫跟玛丽到达的时候，他们找到什么呢？
No room at the inn. At the inn. No room in the hotel.
在客栈里面没有房间了。
So my wife probably would have turned and looked at me.
她的太太也可能会转向头。
You didn't call them. You didn't get on the app and reserve a hotel.
你没有在提前在 app 里面。跟这个旅馆说
like this would not be a very happy situation. You've been on the road for a week, 90 miles. She's very pregnant, maybe has labor pains.
这不是一个非常愉快的旅程。她可能在有八十走了八十个 mile 里面，特别是有那种怀孕的那种阵痛。
And I can see Joseph like, oh, no, scratching his head, right? I don't know what to do.
约瑟夫有可能就挠着他头说，哦，我也不知道要做什么。
And maybe Joseph would say, God, this is your baby.
Yes, Joseph 会说，哦，神啊，这是你的儿子。
Get us a room, please.
给我们一些空间吧。
But there's no room.
但那边没有房间。
So guys, this is a lot of the story of Jesus' life. Jesus came on mission.
这是一个耶稣来基督来的时候是非常多的故事。他来是有一个使命的。
He stepped down from heaven.
他从天上下来
to serve
为了是服务
to pour himself out
是把他完全的献给出来
we see this from his birth all the way to his death
我们从他的出生到他的死亡都可以看到
later on in Luke 9 it says foxes have holes birds have nests But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
在路加福音后面的说，就说哦，何止哦，狐狸是有洞的啊。Yeah.
So Jesus came, and it was not comfortable.
耶稣来的时候，但他不是很舒服。
He stepped down from heaven into earth.
他从天上来到了人间。
And in Luke 9 it says we're supposed to follow him in the same ways.
那我们现在是要跟随他，是经过同样的经历。
This is not our home.
这不是我们的家乡。
Jesus didn't come here to make this his home.
耶稣并没有来到我们这边说把他变成他的家乡。
He came here to save us.
他下来是为了救赎我们。
And in the same way, we're supposed to live out his life.
这就是我们需要在生活当中生活出来的，像他的一样的生活。
So, who's been in a room when a baby was born? All the moms can raise their hand.
谁跟在一个新出生的小孩的在同一个房间的，特别是那些妈妈们。
What about the dads? Any dads go in the room?
有一些父亲吗？
It's different than what you expect, right?
它跟你想象的不太一样。
Not as clean as what you expect.
没有像你们想象中的干净。
And when we have the nativity set, the nativity sets are always clean and very beautiful.
我们去
How do you say nativity set?
圣诞场景的时候，你会通常会感觉特别的干净。
It's very clean, very pretty. The shepherds are beautiful. The baby's clean.
你会看到那些牧羊人还有那些小孩都非常的干净。
Mary's not crying.
玛丽没有在哭泣。
But when you're having a baby, it's not easy. There's tears.
但你有小孩的时候，那就不简单了，他有好多的眼泪。
They're squeezing your arm.
他会抓住你的手臂。
Maybe there's yelling. Hurry! This baby needs to come out.
或者是有大喊，大叫说：“哦，这个小孩需要出来了。”
So when my first one was born, I took pictures of him as soon as he was born.
所以在我第一个小孩生出生的时候，我拍了好多照片。
And then I emailed them to all my friends.
我就发给我所有的朋友们。
It's a bad idea. Don't do that.
这不是一个很好的主意，不要做它。
He wasn't clean and pretty and wrapped up in the blanket.
它不是一个非常漂亮、非常干净的，或者是。
I mean, you still got the umbilical cord.
它
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. It's not a pretty sight.
有点 embarrassing.
Yeah, right. So this is how Jesus was born.
这就是耶稣基督出生的时候。
God came into the world in this way.
但是神。就是来从这样来到世间的
pain，
疼痛
，rejection， no place to stay，
反对，没有什么人在住在一块儿
，in a little barn，
在一个非常小的一个谷仓里面
，no dignity，
没有荣耀
，this is the way our Savior came，
这就是我们的救世主怎么来的
，yet God was in absolute control，
神是有绝对的控制。
So even being born in Bethlehem, God worked through Caesar to send Jesus to Bethlehem.
even 即使他是出生在伯利恒神就是让耶稣基督出生在伯利恒。
Because it was prophesied in Micah 5:2 that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem.
因为这是预言的说耶稣就会出生在伯利恒。
This whole story has been prophesied.
这整个故事都有被预言到的。
So God is working to put Jesus in the right place.
所以上帝是在工作的，他把耶稣基督放在里面了。
And in your lives right now, in my life right now,
在你的生活，在我的生活当中
，God is working to get us in the exact right place.
上帝是在。工作是让我们处在绝对的正确的位置。
This is not just in the Christmas story.
这不仅仅是一个圣诞的故事。
God is also in control of our everyday life.
上帝也在控制我们所有生活当中的所有的事情。
So let's read this verse.
我们读这个东西,
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
因为我认为现在的苦难已将来要对于我们的荣耀相比, 算不了什么。
So God is in absolute control.
所以说上帝是有绝对的掌控权。
And your present troubles do not determine your destiny.
你现在的那些困难不能决定你将来的
So whether it be your grades,
有可能是你的, 成绩,
whether it be your finances,
或者是你的经济,
whether it be your relationships with other people,
或者是你跟别的人的关系,
whether it be what you're doing right now in life,
或者是你在生活当中发生的事情,
your present troubles do not determine your destiny.
你现在的一些困难不能决定你将来的目的地,
Jesus determines your destiny. Got another group of people in this story.
在这个故事里面有另外一群人。
Okay, the shepherds.
哦，那些牧羊人。
Okay, in your nativity set, the shepherds are very clean and very professional looking.
这些牧羊人都会非常的干净，或者是非常的专业。
We should think of cowboys on a ranch.
我们看看那些牛仔们在一个农场里面。
Okay, my dad was a farmer.
我的父亲是一个农场主。
Yeah, that's good. And I know what he smelled like. When he came home from work, I know what he smelled like.
我就知道他闻起来是什么味道的，特别是他从外面工作完回家的时候。
It wasn't like flowers.
他不像那些花朵一样。
He came home and he smelled like the animals.
他回家的时候闻起来就非常像那些动物。
So these shepherds did not smell good. They did not look good. Their clothes were not clean.
So these 牧羊人的话，他们不是特别的看起来特别的好，他们的衣服什么之类也不是特别的干净.
They lived out in the fields.
他们是在场外面的场地里面. So
even according to Jewish law, they could not become clean.
Even 即使是根据 犹太人的那种法律的话，他们也不能变得很干净。
Because there were some things that they would have to do to go to the temple to become clean.
因为在他们去 temple 去圣殿的时候，需要有一些东西来让他们干净。
But they couldn't be clean.
但他们不能变得干净。
So spiritually they weren't clean.
所以在 灵力上，灵性上，他们是不能被干净的。
Physically they weren't clean.
在现实当中，他也不能被洗干净的。
They were almost on the same level as lepers.
就是非常的像麻风病人一样的一个程度。
Who would invite these people to your baby, to see your baby, your newborn baby?
谁会邀请这些人去你的小孩，特别是那种新生的小孩的地方？
Nobody.
没有人。
Nobody wants him to come in.
没有人想要他们到这个房间里面。
Everybody would be getting out the alcohol wipes, right? So here, use this, put this on your hands.
每个人都会说，哦，有些酒精的那些擦拭，说哦，你应该擦擦擦一擦，用酒精来擦擦你的手。
So it looked like God called the wrong number.
看起来就像上帝打了一个错误的电话。
These guys should not come to the birth of his son.
这些人不能来到他儿子出生的地方。
But God intentionally invited these dirty, sinful shepherds to the birth of his son.
但是上帝, 有目的的邀请这些牧羊人, 这些, 肮脏的牧羊人。
And it wasn't just from the worship from earth, it was the worship from heaven that invited them to come.
这不是从地上的一个敬拜, 而是从天上下来的一个敬拜。
And they said, great joy for all the people.
这是一个对所有人都非常幸福的事情。
For unto you a child is born.
这是对你来说的，这说啊，小孩是出生了。This
child was for the dirty, sinful shepherds. These guys were often thieves. They lived outside the camp. They were filthy in many ways.
这些人是那些牧羊人，就是非常的肮脏。有时候他们甚至是小偷。But
God sent His Son for them.
但是上帝把他的儿子发送给他们了。So.
And when they saw the angels, when they saw the worship, what did they do?
如果我们在崇拜的时候，他们要做什么呢？
they left.
他们就会开怀大笑。
They had heard what the angels had said, you're going to go find this baby, and they left to go find the baby.
他们当天使人告诉他们要找这个小孩的时候，他们就去找这个小孩了。
Yeah, and they found the baby just like the angel said.
他们找到这个小孩的时候，就完全就跟天使说的一模一样。
They didn't use the Find My iPhone or Life 360.
哦，他们说需要通过一些app，通过
Baidu Di Tu,
360。
So they went and they found the baby just as the angels had said.
他们跑到那边的时候，就是找到了那个小孩，完全就像上帝说的那样。
Oh man, I wish finding God's will was this easy.
我也希望上帝的意志就会像这么的简单。
I wish I could hear angels come and say, Micah, do this.
我就希望那些天使们就说，哦，你可以做这些东西。
Or go here or go there, right? Would that be easy?
我说，哦，去这边，去那边就是非常简单的。
Or like with the Magi, a big star, you could follow the star.
或者是你可以看到马六甲。
The wise men, yeah. The wise men, yeah. 博士, yeah.
博士。
So I wish there was a star to follow, right? But there's not.
我以为有一个天上的星星可以追随，但是没有那样子的星星。
I wish I could follow the star or follow the angels to go find Jesus.
我可以希望可以跟随那些星辰，或跟随一些耶稣，可以去跟随他们。
But we can't.
但是我们不能那样做。
But you know what? God gave us His Word.
但是上帝。
And we can read His Word every day to go find Jesus.
是我们可以读懂这些词语，每天生活当中都可以找到。We
can open it up. The Scriptures are written to show us where Jesus is.
我们可以打开这些信息，完全写下来的信息，把耶稣基督。So
last month I got to go to North Carolina.
上个月我去了北卡。And
I met two 20-year-old millionaires.
我碰到了两个二十多岁的百万富翁。They
look like they were 12.
他们看起来像十二岁一样。
I'm like, can you drive a car and you have a million? You can't drive a car and you have $1 million. They look so young, but they had $1 million.
我问他们，你们可以开个车吗？ 虽然有百万富翁，但是他们看起来非常的年轻。
It didn't make sense to me.
我没有意识到这是这个。
Right? And I said, well, where did you go to university?
我问他们，你们有没有去大学呢？
He said, I dropped out. Oh, we should all drop out, right?
所有人都应该辍学。
Sorry, teachers. But then I said, well, what are you doing in church? Tell me your story.
我就问他们，你在教会里面做什么？告诉你的故事。
He said, a few months ago, we were driving down the road and we heard a podcast.
就是说，几个月前我们在路上开车的时候听到了一个广播。We
weren't Christians.
我们不是基督徒。But
we heard this podcast and we looked at each other and we said, we have to become Christians.
当我听到这个广播的时候，听到这些他们说的那个，我们就说，我们也要变成基督徒。He
said, we've got to follow God.
我们应该跟随上帝。This
is so similar to the Bible story, right?
这就是非常像。
It wasn't angels, and it wasn't a star.
那没有星辰，没有天使。
But it was God's word being opened up.
但是有上帝的语言。
And these guys said, we've got to go.
这些人说，哦，我们应该出发了。
So for unto you, unto me,
是因为你，因为我。
Jesus was born.
耶稣基督是出生了。
He didn't come to us because we were good.
他为我们而来，并不是因为我们是好的。
He came to us because we were needy.
他为我们而来是因为我们需要他。
He came to us in our stinkiness.
他为我们而来是因为我们的难闻的味道。
Into our sin.
来到我们的罪恶当中。
And He saved us. That's the Christmas story.
这就是他来救赎我们，这就是圣诞的故事。
And look at these guys.
看看这些人。
I'm thankful for AI. AI helped me make the right picture.
我非常感谢AI, 因为这些AI做了一些非常漂亮的。
So they went to see Jesus, and they found Him just as Jesus was.
他们所以他们去找到耶稣基督的时候就一完全就是基督耶稣的样子
just like the angel said
就完全就像天使们说的样子
and they went back rejoicing
所以他们回家的时候然后回去了然后就非常的开心
it reminds me of the story in Isaiah when Isaiah saw the Lord and the angel took the coal and touched his lip
我完全就是让我 想起了那些以赛亚以赛亚说的那个故事说用他的那个很冷的东西他
那个炭火、
哦、coal
降了他的嘴然后他就变得干净
哦，用炭火降了他的嘴就变得干净
and then and then he said you know I want to go God send me to go
所以说我想要去我因为上帝 遣派我去
我在这里拆迁我 Very similar
I'm here, send me there.
to the shepherds, right? The shepherds are like, let's go.
所以那些牧羊人说，哦，我们走吧。
When they saw the angel, when they saw Jesus, they said, let's go, and they came back, and they were so happy.
他们看到耶稣基督，然后说，我们走，然后回来的时候就特别的开心。
And they said, God can use me.
因为上帝也可以使用我。
Look at me, I'm a stinky shepherd.
看看我就是一个非常肮脏的。
People don't talk to me. I live outside the camp.
人们都不跟我说话啊，我在在 camp 后面。
But God used me.
但是上帝仍然使用我。
So they come back and they're happy.
所以他们回来的时候都非常开心。
Guys, you know, we were all made to know Him and to make Him known.
我们生来就是就是要为了知道他，然后也让他被所有人都知道。
It doesn't matter if we're a shepherd or a farmer in the field.
无论是那些牧羊人，或者是那些农场上的人。
A student.
或者是一个学生。
A professor.
或者是一个教授。
A cook.
或者是一个主厨。
Or a pastor.
或者是一个牧师。
We're all made to know him.
我们所有人生来就应该认识他。
And make him known.
And 让他被所有人认识。
So these shepherds went from not having a message to having a message.
所以那些牧羊人从没有得到一些信息到有那个信息有提示。
From not having a purpose to having a purpose.
从没有目的到有目的。
They had met the Savior.
所以他们碰到了他们的救世主。
And they were the first evangelist.
所以他们是最初的慕道人
yeah.
传福音的
So now we have Mary. Mary's also a very important part of this story.
所以我们现在有玛丽，玛丽也是非常重要的故
事里面部分。So several times in Luke, we see Mary treasures these things in her heart.
好几次我们在路加福音里面都可以看到玛丽对这些事情都非常的珍惜。
So Joseph's a proud dad, probably talking.
耶稣父也是在那边说，在那边说话。
You know, my son, he created all things.
你知道我的儿子他创造了所有的事情。
He'll probably be first in science in his class.
所以说不定他在 science 的那个课里面会得第一名。
So like, Mary's just sitting there quietly treasuring these things.
玛丽就站在那边静静地坐在那边，然后非常珍惜所有的事情。
Where did the shepherds come from?
那些牧羊人是怎么来的呢？
Did angels really tell them about my son?
那些天使们有告诉他们是他关于他的儿子吗
？Is the Savior? Did the Savior really come from inside of me? Did I carry the Savior?
是不是那些救世主就在我们心里面？是我们是就已经有了救世主
？She's just thinking.
他只是在想。
What would it be like to have the Savior inside of you?
在你的身体里面有一个救世主是什么样的感觉
？Okay.Galatians 2:20.
加拿太书第二章二十节。
I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架了。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因为神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我设计。
So guys, in a way, we all have the Savior inside of us.
所以从某种程度上说，我们 所有的人都有一个救世主在我们里面。
When the Holy Spirit comes inside of us, He seals us.
当圣灵来到我们这边的时候，他把我们都给封起来。
So just as Mary carried Jesus into the world,
就像玛丽带着耶稣基督来到这个世界上一样。
We're also carrying Jesus into all the world.
我们也是带着耶稣基督在生活当中。
Each one of us.
每个人都是这样子的。
Isn't that exciting?
非常的激动吗？
So we have a mission.
我们是有一个使命的。
So treasure these things.
所以要非常珍惜这些事情。
Stop and think about them.
停止来想想这些事情。
So neither our current troubles nor our current social standing determine our destiny.
所以不是现在的困难或者是现在的地位会决定我们将来的目的地。
Jesus determines our destiny.
耶稣基督决定了我们的目的。
So this is a Christmas story.
这就是圣诞的故事。
So if we're talking about shepherds or fishermen or tax collectors,
如果我们在讨论牧羊人，讨论渔夫，讨论那些税吏。
Talking about you, talking about me.
说你，说说我们。
Jesus came to save us.
耶稣基督就是为了救赎我们的。
So we don't come to church to celebrate our goodness or our discipline.
我们来教会不是为了说我们的善良，说我们的利己。
We come to church to sing and praise God that we have a Savior.
我们来教会是为了唱，为了赞美耶稣基督。
Because Christmas is about Jesus coming to save us from our sin.
因为圣诞就是关于耶稣基督来救赎我们的。
So Christmas can be tough.
所以圣诞有可能会非常的艰难。
It can be lonely.
有可能非常的孤独。
We can feel like no one sees us.
我们会感到没有人看到我们。
But as in this story, we see that God was working through the troubles.
所以从这个故事里面，我们也可以看到，上帝是在这所有的困难当中，他都存在了。
God was working through things that we didn't expect.
上帝就是在做工，在我们没有意想到的地方做工。
If you're a shepherd out in the field, you feel like nobody sees you, nobody cares about you.
如果你是一个牧羊人，你在那个场地当中，你会感觉没有人看到你，没有人会在乎你。
But God said, "Come, see the birth of my son."
上帝说，来吧，来见我的儿子的出生。
So maybe today you're lonely and you feel like nobody sees you.
也许今天你就是会觉得非常的孤单，没有人看到你。
God's looking right at you.
但是上帝是在看着你的。
So stop and think and treasure these things.
所以你应该停止一下，然后想想，然后非常珍惜这些事情。
So a couple of years ago,
这个大概两年以前
I went to a farm.
我去了一个农场。
I like to go to farms. I'm a farmer.
所以我非常喜欢去农场，因为我是一个农场主。
And the farmer there had a cow.
那个农场上的人他有一只牛。
This is a true story.
这是个真实的故事。
He said, I just got this cow.
他说，我就是刚拿到这只牛。
But before I had this cow, my dog was about to die.
但是在我得到这只牛之前，我的狗是就要死了。
This dog is old.
这个狗是非常老了。
He was going to die soon.
所以有可能很快就要死了。
He just laid there.
他就是躺在那边。
Didn't move.
一动不动。
Just slept all the time.
所以就是在那边睡觉，所有时间都在睡觉。
The dog had no purpose and was about to die.
所以那些狗是没有目的的，所以他们等着死。
But he said, when I got this cow,
但是我得到这只牛的时候
what happened?
是发生了什么呢？
What's your guess?
你猜猜。
This dog came back to life.
他的狗又活过来了。
Why?
为什么呢？
The dog wanted to protect the cow.
因为这个狗想要保护这只牛。
He said, everywhere the cow went, the dog went.
所以这个牛去什么地方，这个狗要去什么地方。
He said, the dog was always looking around to protect the cow.
所以这个狗就是总是到处的看看去保护这只牛。
He said, I got my dog, I got a cow and I got my dog back.
所以我得到这只牛，同时我也得到了我的狗。
So why did the cow, how did it affect the dog?
但是这个牛是怎么影响这只狗的呢？
The dog got his mission back.
因为这只狗得到了它的使命。
You know, he was made to take care of this cow.
因为他生来就是为了保护，为了照顾这只牛的。
So in some ways, I feel like, whoa. I feel like we can lose our mission too.
从某种方式来说，我在想，我也可能失去我的使命。
And I think we need to be reminded of our mission.
所以我们应该提醒我们自己的使命。
So I love Christmas.
我喜欢圣诞。
Because we remember every year that Jesus came on mission.
因为每年我都可以看到想起。
And we also remember He sends us on mission.
我通常也记起的，他是让我们有这些使命。
So God is in absolute control of your life.
所以从这个意义上来说，上帝是对你的生活有完全的控制。
So whatever it is, he is in control.
所以无论什么事情，他都是有控制权的。
And God is working for your good and for his glory.
上帝是为了你好，同时也为了荣耀他。
And God sees you and chooses you.
因为上帝看到了你，所以选择了你。
God yet...He wants you to be a part of his kingdom work.
上帝想要你成为他的王国的一部分。
So don't think you're a dirty shepherd.
不要想你是一个非常肮脏的牧羊人。
He's chosen you to be a messenger.
他选择你成为他的信使。
And during this season also take some time to stop and think.
这是一个季节里面也让我们停止一下然后想想。
Just like Mary.
就像玛丽一样。
So inside of you, you carry the Savior.
在你的里面，你其实是带着救世主的。
Whether you're taking your Savior back home to your family,
你会把你的救世主带回到你的家人里面。
Or you're being a good example at school or at work.
或者你成为很好的榜样，在学校里面，在工作的地方。
But you have an opportunity to bring the Savior to the world.
但是你有一个机会，就是让把这个救世主。带到这个世上。
And I think this mission keeps us alive.
我想这个使命就让我们活着。
If we forget our mission, we just lay there and slowly die.
如果我们忘记我们的使命，我们就躺在那边等着死亡。
Right, or we pursue bigger houses, more cars, comfort.
我们追求我们的大房子或者是好的车。
But we have something bigger that God gives to us.
但我们有更大的使命。
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you did step into this world to save us. We thank you that you have a great love for us that caused you to step down from heaven, to step into our lives, to step into the dirtiness of this world, to grab us and pull us out. God, we thank you that you've also allowed us to be a part of your mission. And we pray, Lord, that we would...take much joy in that, that we would go out and serve you and speak of you and come back rejoicing and saying, God can even use me, a sinner. God, I just thank you for this church. God, I thank you for every brother and sister here. I pray, Lord, that you would give us a wonderful season over this break, God, to think about you and to speak of you to others. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.